You know what? I just can't do it.
Oh, Liana, come on, honey. You're almost done with your homework. Okay, look. All you've got to do is use the word innuendo in a sentence.
Huh? Innuendo? And you don't know that? Girl, look, that's an easy one. Let me get one. I got a good one.
What you got?
Innuendo. Here we go. As long as you stand under my roof, you better not let me catch no boys sneaking in your window. Write it down. Write it. Put your pen on it. Write it now. In your window.
Hey, Brianna, what's this?
Oh, it's nothing.
Well, it doesn't look like nothing. It says here that there's parents' career day tomorrow, but you never said anything to us.
What for? I want you guys to know my dad's in the state pen. That's not exactly a career.
You gotta look at things different. Now, he's not in the state pen. You can look at it. He's in Penn State. He's a career criminal.
Why did you ask us to speak? I mean, I'm a nurse. Will's a doctor.
Yeah, and I mean, not to toot our own horns, but those are very well-respected professions.
Yeah, I just didn't want to put you guys out.
Honey, we are a family. Putting their parents out is what kids do.
That's right. Because Cora is always putting me out. She put me out the car. She put me out the kitchen. She even want to put me out my misery, but they got laws against that.
Would you really come?
Oh, honey, of course I would. It would be an honor.
Wait, not you, Sasha. I meant Will.
Oh. Just me?
You know what? You're probably too busy.
No, I'll go.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Oh, this is going to be so great. I'm going to have a real doctor at school for career day. Oh, those kids are going to be so sick, especially Andrea. Thanks so much, Will.
Just call me Dad.
Hey, don't hate. They just went with somebody with a bigger name, baby.
Cheer up, Sasha. Maybe when they have a bring your second choice to school date, they'll pick you.
Thanks, Mr. Brown.
Oh, no problem.
So, you're gonna be there at 1, right?
Yes, sweetie. He'll be there at 1.
And you're wearing your lab coat?
Yes, I'm wearing my lab coat.
Okay, and the shoes?
Yep, these are shoes.
Don't wear the shoes.
But they match my pants. What? You hate the pants too?
Hate is such a strong word. But yes.
Fine, I'll change. Okay, is there anything else I need to know?
Actually, yes. See, Andrea's dad is a former pro football player, so he's going to come with a lot of really good stories. So I took the liberty of making these for you.
And what are these?
Those are your good stories.
Okay.
You know, like all your medical dramas. Like the time when you saved that woman when she needed to deliver her baby in the middle of that raging forest fire.
That never happened.
They don't know that. I see it too.
I thought it was 1.
Just check.
You are getting really good at this daddy stuff.
That's because I'm trying to keep up with you, Mommy.
Oh. I don't want to hear it, Mr. Brown. I don't want to hear it.
Well, Cora, you act like it was my fault.
Well, whose fault was it then?
What happened?
We got up early this morning, Sasha. I'm talking about early this morning to go get tickets to the Universally Soul Circus.
Why'd you get up so early?
Well, because, see, I like to go and get in there early so I can get front row seats so I can see the white tigers. Because, see, that's the only thing white in this show.
And look. I didn't take my purse, right? Because he told me I wasn't going to need my purse. Tell him. Go ahead and tell him why I didn't take it. Tell him.
Well, Cora, just wait.
Hurry up and tell him. Well, you can say it. You talk fast. Come on, hurry up. Tell him.
Well, because the sign said, children get in free.
Look at me. I am not a child.
Well, you my child.
Oh, look.
And if Cora stuck with the plan, like I said, I had already come up with it. And got her big behind in this stroller, we could be sitting right down the front row smelling elephant stuff. Nope. You got to do your own thing.
And he had the nerve to argue with the man selling the tickets.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Uncle Brown, you know you got to watch your blood pressure.
It was not an argument. It was a discussion.
You jumped on that man's back.
It was a passionate discussion.
Oh, you know what? I was so embarrassed, Sasha. I've never been so embarrassed in all of my life.
You a lie.
What?
You a lie. You lie. Carver come home one time. She said, Mr. Brown, and she told my dear, I can run faster than everybody in my school, the boys included. So they put her on the track team. They got her and put on them little bun bun, and they what they call them bun buns on her butt butt. Yeah, she on that track with them little panties on. She got the thing say, on your mark, she slipped up like that. That thing slid up like a thong. And she.
Did I ask you for an example? Did I ask you for an example?
Well, Carver, see, you don't appreciate nothing.
You go too far sometimes. You go too far.
You don't appreciate me. I spent my Social Security check to try to feed you, girl. You know, Carver, I'm just so... One day you're going to want your daddy like I want my daddy. But I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be laid up like this. Just laid
up. I cannot talk to you. See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Well, Carver, you act like it was my fault.
Well, it was your fault.
It was the sign's fault. The sign. I'm telling you, that sign said, children get in free. What does that mean? It didn't say big children, little children, middle children, everything. It's just all about how you look at stuff. I'm suing them for false aggravation.
False advertising?
Ain't no false advertising. It's aggravated. I'm aggravated and it's false. I'm calling me a lawyer right now. This is black on black crime right here. And it's false. I'm sick of this.
This is the elbow pad that I wore during the first round of the playoffs. Pass that around, baby.
No problem, Daddy.
All right, and this, here. This is the game ball that they gave me. Hut, hut! After we advanced to the second round of the playoffs. You gotta work on those hands, buddy. Now these. Everybody guess what these are, huh? My magic lucky socks. Yes, sir, I wore these babies every game. Woo! Yes, big passes around there, young lady. Now, autographs. Anybody want an autograph?
My dad rocks. He'd still be playing if those stupid doctors hadn't made him quit because of his allergies.
Oh, what's he allergic to? Success?
He was taking medicine that made his muscles get really big, really fast.
Yeah, well, Will is really smart.
Oh, yeah. I heard the state penitentiary has a great library.
Actually, I was talking about my foster dad, Dr. Will.
Oh, so what's it like being a troubled youth?
And you better step off before you get stepped on.
Oh, violence. Guess it runs in the family.
You know, I'm really going to enjoy seeing your face when Dr. Will comes in. He's going to embarrass your daddy to death.
But don't worry. He'll bring him back to life.
Because he's a doctor.
Well, if your foster doctor daddy doesn't show, maybe my dad could say a few words for him on his behalf.
That won't be necessary. Will is coming.
I can't reach you.
Turn it for me, Carver. You can turn it. Carver, what? What in the devil? Carver, why are you dressed like Lil' Kim?
Well, I thought it was time to make a change. And since we're gonna make a change, I think I wanna watch some booty shaking videos. Hey, that's my girl! Woo, yeah!
Carver, what are you doing?
Girl, I'm shaking with my mama, baby, baby.
You gotta quit for you, baby. Talking about it, baby.
Hey, I'm jumping like.
Carver, I knew one day, I knew you was going to unravel just like your mama. I need to get you one of them child podiatrists.
Oh, that's for the feet. You mean a psychiatrist?
Yes, whatever it is, you need one, Carver. Now, look here, have you lost your mind?
No, I haven't lost my mind. You've been treating me like a little girl, so I'm going to act like one.
What, do you even know how to act like a kid anymore? You're so old, Carver.
I'm not old, Mr. Brown. The telephone is ringing. That's probably my homegirl.
I hope it ain't no booty call. Hello? Yeah, Will, yeah. Nah, that's Cora's over here shaking it fast.
Buddy over here!
Cora done actually, yeah, she ain't been to church in a day. Oh, you can't go to Brianna's school. Oh.
Well, according to the very expensive watch my daddy bought me,
looks like your Dr. Will isn't coming. Will is coming, okay?
He's probably just saving a life right now. Is that the doctor?
Hello! And class, my name is Dr. Leroy S. Brown. Now, the S is for saving lives with strong medicine. What I'm going to talk to you today about is doctoring. You guys even know what doctoring is?
Mr. Dr. Brown, can I speak to you for just 1 minute?
Yeah, young lady, no questions now. There will be a small T&A afterwards. Go ahead, have a seat.
No, I need to speak to you now.
Well, make it quick, because I left right in the middle of a kidney bean transplant.
Where's Will?
He couldn't make it. Yeah, he told me. I just came in. But don't worry, I got it covered. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Dr. TV.
But they're acting.
Well, so will I. I have you to know that back in the day, I was quite the lesbian.
You mean thespian.
You a what? You like girls? Do Will and them know?
Oh, Lord.
Don't worry. The Lord has heard your prayer, and he sent me. So come on back in here so I can earn my stripes. Class, what I need today... Look at the walker. That's how doctors walk. What I need today is I need a volunteer. Anybody? Anybody? You'll do. Oh, Lee, you big. You been held back? Okay, what I'm going to do is I need to take a few things from him. All right, open your mouth. Yes, say ah.
Ah.
You like to burn my eyebrows off. That smell like cabbage. Here. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to check his temp. Yes, temp. I'm going to check his temp. Now, for those of you that don't know, temp is short for temperature. Everybody say temperature.
Temperature.
Yes, I don't like it. Y'all talking doctor. Yes, this is the wrong one. That's usually the one we use for the other end. You know, the other great thing, look how the doctor walks. You know, the other great thing about being a doctor is we can help people die. But I don't do that. No, I don't. I don't participate in that. We send that to the euthanasia. The euthanasia, they usually help them die. Would there be any questions after this wonderful presentation? Is this the one, Brianna? Yes, ma'am. Questions?
So?
Everybody want to know a question? Yes?
You're a doctor, right?
Yes, I'm a doctor, right? I have you to know that I am a card-carrying member of the medicine cabinet.
So you have a degree?
Duh, yes, I have a degree. I have my MD from UGA, and I have a DVD from TNT.
Last question.
Yes, I'm glad this is your last question because you were my last nerve.
If you're such an accomplished doctor, then why is Brianna so ashamed of you?
Well, Brianna is not ashamed of me. What she is doing is... Brianna, come back! Brianna, come here!
What's the matter?
How could you?
How can I what?
It's bad enough that Will didn't care enough to show up, but you... You came here, dressed like a fool, and embarrassed me in front of everybody.
I was just trying to help.
Why can't anything in my life go right?
Brianna.
No, honey, what happened?
Oh, I was on my way to the school, and then Dr. Chang called me to assist with a heart transplant.
Yeah, well, I hope he has one to fit Brianna, because that sure broke hers.
She mad at me?
Huh. Mr. Brown showed up in your place.
Oh, no. I'm a dead man.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brianna. How you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Brianna, let me talk to you for a second. I'm I just wanted to let you know I'm really sorry about not showing up today. You know, something came up at work. I hope you understand.
Don't worry about it. It's not your fault.
Okay. Wait. What do you mean it's not my fault?
It's not yours. It's mine.
For trusting you. It won't happen again.
Guess I had that coming.
Yeah, well, if you ask me, you got off pretty easy. See, I would have forgiven you, and then I would have held out for 6 months.
Well, Sasha, any one of y'all seen Cara?
Last time I saw her, she was playing video games with Joaquin.
Playing video games? She need to be playing Make My Dinner. And then,
What's wrong with the brown?
Ain't no food in here. I thought Cara was going shopping. Good. Cara, where is the food? Cara, where is the food? I know you ain't ignoring me. You done stuffed it in your cheeks. Cara, where is the food?
At the store.
I thought you was going grocery shopping.
You the daddy? I'm the child. I can't be trusted with big tasks like that.
This is your daddy. As your daddy, I demand you to make dinner right now.
I don't want to make dinner. I always make dinner. I always make dinner. You are not the boss of me. I'm sick of cooking. I'm sick of cooking.
Carmen, that's it. Time out for you. Get in time out. At the stove. And bring me a burrito with some chips. She just rebels.
Miss Cora, why you look like one of my friends? This must be what a midlife crisis looks like.
No, I'm just trying to make a point to Mr. Brown. He keeps treating me like a kid.
I'll never understand you adults.
You still mad with Will?
No, I'm okay. I'm used to disappointment.
Don't say that.
Well, why not? I've been disappointed my whole life.
What do you mean? You're one of the lucky ones. Look, now I know you've been through a lot in your life, but do you believe God brought you this far to just forsake you now?
Miss Cora, I don't know nothing about all that. What I do know is Will wasn't there today.
Will is a doctor, and you have to understand that things are going to come up. But he wouldn't have done it on purpose.
You know what? He just doesn't care.
No, hold on now. Just hold your horses, lady. He does care. Now, he's not perfect, and he's new to being a parent. Sometimes parents don't realize they made mistakes until you tell them how you really feel.
Is that what you're doing with Mr. Brown?
No, I'm dressed like little mama right now. And look at you. I'm supposed to be helping you with your daddy issues, and you wind up helping me. But I will talk to Mr. Brown. I will talk to him, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Mr. Brown, I need to talk.
No, Cara, no need. Now, I understand, and you're proving your point. What? You're a grown woman, and you're an adult.
Okay.
So, we're going to go back to that circus tonight, and I promise not to treat you like a kid no more.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Brown. Thank you, Dad.
All right, Cara. Oh, but before we go, I'll tell you what. I need to give you something. Here, Cora. Bam. There you go.
What's this for?
Oh, I didn't tell you. Tonight is senior citizen night at the circus. Seniors get in free tonight. Here, just push and roll. Oh, and look, take off them teenage clothes. You're a grown woman now.
This is what I have to deal with.
Wow. Miss Cora, your daddy might be crazy and loud and embarrassing, but at least he's there.
Well, you're right. It'll work out for you, okay?
All right.
So, Brianna, how's Dr. Will?
Andrew, really not in the mood for this today, okay? And for your information, Dr. Will is... he's here.
I appreciate it. Thanks for allowing me to come and speak, Ms. Ma. Hello, everybody.
Hello. My name is Will Brown, and I'm Brianna's dad, and I'm a doctor.
That's the doctor?
Now, I was supposed to be with you guys yesterday, but I let something get in the way that I thought was more important. See, this dad thing is kind of new to me, and sometimes I forget that love is an action word. So, sorry I couldn't make it, but hopefully my actions in being here today will show Brianna how I really feel. Now, let me tell you a story about the time where I saved a mom and delivered a baby in the middle of a raging forest fire.
Wow, he's pretty cool. Yeah, no.